Well, we have a gas furnace. You might also have an electric furnace. And that's really all that I know about. My home used to be heated by coal before we had gas, but that was before my time.
And how about how heat is circulated in a house?
I really don't know very much about that sort of thing. I know that with my furnace, there are registers in the floor of each room, and the heat comes up through the registers. That's all I can tell you. I don't have air conditioning, and so I don't know how that would be circulated.
Okay. Any particular term for a type of house, say, that had several rooms aligned like so, might be able to open doors in a six-straight room?
No.
Or a house with separate rooms, usually with space between, connected by some sort of roof?
No.
Or one with a long entry hall at right angles to a big room?
No.
Okay. Any other terms for other designs of houses that you know about?
Well, it seems as though I ought to be able to come up with some things. Like, hey, I said, it seems as though. You know, I'm back at 88.3. I didn't know what I would say in that instance. And I've been trying ever since Saturday to think what I would actually say, so I'm glad that came up. I ought to be able to think of something, but... No, I really can't think of any names for small houses, which I think is what the question actually asks for.
What about buildings where a number of families could live?
Apartment houses.
Okay. Anything besides that comes to mind?
No, not really. Now, there are types of apartments, like an efficiency apartment, which is basically one room, or a townhouse, which I think is on two levels. But that's really about all I know.
Does a row house mean anything to you?
No.
What about a large building? I think you wind up really buying your own apartment.
That's a condominium.
Or is that called anything else?
No.
Or shortened to something?
No.
Okay. What about an apartment that occupies a complete floor?
All that I would know would be to say penthouse, meaning the top floor.
But you wouldn't use flat?
No.
In that
no.
Say an apartment building, a man who does repair work, that sort of thing, what would you call him?
If he does repairs, I think you'd call him the maintenance man. If he just swept the floors, he'd be the janitor.
Okay. And what about a tenant, who assists in the running of the apartment?
Resident manager.
Some garden equipment. What about if you wanted to mow your lawn, you'd use a
lawnmower.
Does it make any difference what you call it, whether it's some sort of gasoline motor or not?
It does. I would use lawnmower generally to mean any of them. I would say I'm going to get the lawnmower, but if I were specifying, I would say push mower for one that's manually powered, and I would say power mower if it runs on gasoline or electricity, and it's a riding mower if you ride it.
Okay. What about something, say if you had a garden you might use to break up the ground, so it had some sort of
I don't know. I've never done it. I don't know that I've ever seen it.
Okay. What about something that you could use, small hand size to scoop out dirt if you're planting flowers or something like that?
Trowel.
And something with the prongs on it you might use to...
I would call it a fork, but I think the only reason that I'd say that is the one that my mother used was actually a fork from an old set of everyday cutlery.
Okay. And something that you would use to get the leaves up?
A rake. Now, if I'm specifying types of rakes, and we're talking about getting the leaves up, my natural term would be to say a leaf rake.
Okay.
Generally, I just say the rake, but if I had to make a distinction, I'd say leaf rake. There is a broom rake, but that has even more teeth that are much flimsier than a leaf rake. And we had a leaf rake, a broom rake once, and I didn't like it. There is, of course, the kind of rake that looks like a comb that's for getting up dirt and more substantial things than leaves, and I can't think what I would call that. I might say a dirt.